Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jerry, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning, wherever you're listening in from. From Japan, from South Korea, United Kingdoms, Canada, and many, many other places. This is Think Thursday, and this is going to be our health and wellness topic tonight. We're going to be speaking on the magical power of massages, okay? Hopefully, we'll have the best in the country coming on with us. She'll be on a little later to give us some information that we have to have. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goal. We work with youth and adult in education, training, workshops, and focusing directly on the need and to find the cure. We say, my purpose, your purpose, their purpose. We all have a purpose here. And we're going to get started this evening. But before we go, hooray, hooray for the National Guards coming here in California to help dig those people out of the snow and the mountains. You know, they're here to help. Persons are blocked in there. And we're having some warmer days. We don't know where this will go to, but just keep sending that goodness out there. Keep sending it out. You know, my voice, I use the change. Because we are change makers over here, but we like to get to the cure in education. We share and care and inspire you. And our philosophy over here is many in body, one in mind. We all have to get on the same mindset here. So Think Thursday is going to be a little bit different. We're going to wait on this PhD. I say the master massage therapist is going to come on and share with us this evening. But before then, just sit back and relax and just think about this. You know, it's all about the people.
Trashman didn't get my trash today.
can help soothe the air. But that's what makes the world go round, the up and down, the carousel. Changing people's heads around, go underground, young man. People make thank you.
Yes, we have to keep on dancing out there and be cheerful while we're doing it, no matter what. And so of cheerfulness or a good temper, the more it is spent, the more of it remains. Cheerfulness is not the same as frivolous. Cheerfulness is born of a fighting spirit. Frivolousness is the reverse side of cowardly escape. Emerson also said that power dwells with cheerfulness. Hope puts us in a working mood. Without cheerfulness, there is no strength. Let us strive to advance still more brightly and cheerfully, no matter what we have to do out there. And before our hope desk comes on, I'm going to share this with you. We always give you those reminders. As my mother told me at an early age, no one is better than you are. But also remember, you are no better than anyone else. So keep it even there. Keep a good blend. Keep that kindness going out to make sure that we all collaborate and move in the same mind frame of giving love. This is Think Thursday.
The down have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
That's right. And remind people of that. You know, get in touch. When persons are there for you, let them know that you appreciate them. Think about that. Everybody likes to be appreciated. You know, we have a motto again. We have several mottos over here. My purpose, your purpose, their purpose. Connection is very, very important. Keeping relationships going is very, very important. And in order to do that, you have to keep yourself balanced. You have to self-heal in order to heal others. You know, you have to share and break through. And always move people from hopelessness to hope. I help, you help, we help. Giving hope. That's what it's really all about over here. So we're going to keep moving. Hopefully our massage therapist will come on and join us and let us know why we should have massages. If not, I'll have some information for you. Problems, but we're just going to hang on a little bit. Hopefully she can get in and give us some information, but if she can, she'll be bringing it back to us next week. We're talking about health and wellness, and the topic was the magic, the power of massages. You know, most people just think massages is just to relax you. No, That is medicine. That is therapy for your body. There's several types out there. I am a massage buff, okay? And this person that is hopefully coming on to speak with us tonight is the top of her grade, okay? And we have information for you to tell you what to look for, what not to look for. You know, massages relax, rejuvenate, and restructure the mind, body, and soul. And it's a message to your organs and your system to keep that blood flowing through there. So if you have not ever had a massage, please go get one. But there's certain things that you have to look out for, okay? And from my experience, because I worked in the wellness industry, persons would call that had never had massages before. And the first thing they would ask was, I want a deep tissue, because that's all they've heard about. No, ma'am, you do not want a deep tissue. That massage is what we consider the pain massage. And if you have a deep tissue massage for your first massage, you will never go back and have another one again. You have to work up to that point to get that body ready for that deep tissue. But massages are very therapeutic. They're healing. They're like medicine. So I just thought I'd share that with you. She's having some technical problems. We might not be able to hear from her this evening. But the think, the T in think is tenacity. The H is healing. The I is innovation. The N is never give up. And the K is kindness to all. So we're on the air with you for Think Thursday. And just sit back and relax and enjoy.
Here in your arms forever.
to. Guess what? We have Miss Sayu that came on. The technical problems cleared us. Sayuri, welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. How are you doing? Sayuri, we had technical problems over here. Are you still with us?
Hi, yes, I'm right here. Hi, Miss Linda.
Yes, yes. You know, when you're dealing with technology, and then I got your information that you were having a problem in, so I'm going to say welcome in. But before you get started, I kind of like mention to the listeners the importance of having a massage. And I also wanted to correct my posting out there, because I put technician. You are not a massage technician. You have leveled up to a massage therapist. That means you hold that PhD in that therapy, that body, mind, and soul. Sayuri, thank you. We are so glad to have you come on. I know you're a busy lady, but, you know, we just wanted to get some information from you so you could tell the listeners the importance of a massage and why get a massage. And I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you just tell us what you want to tell us this evening.
Thank you, Ms. Linda, for having me on your radio show.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You're so sweet. It's always nice talking to you, Ms. Linda. And it's always nice seeing you, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I've been wanting to actually hop on your radio show for a long time, and I'm glad we're finally making it happen, Miss Linda.
Yes.
And
we're going to keep this up.
Absolutely. Anytime, Miss Linda. You know it. So I want to actually mention to your listeners that it's so important for me as a massage therapist to get massage therapy, some kind of healing, and get massages often as a healer and as a massage therapist. And I work 4 to 5 days a week. And I have to receive, because I constantly work with all kinds of bodies. And I'm on my feet all the time. And I have to get at least one to two massages a month. For a regular person, it would be very important to get one massage a month, or every 2 months get one massage, you know, even if it's just like a regular Swedish. If they're feeling sensitive, I would get a Swedish, but if they want more therapeutic benefits and want to get those knots out, I would get a deep tissue or a Thai massage or a shiatsu. And if they're on the feet a lot, also a reflexology treatment would help, just to, you know, get the pressure points released and get those meridian channels opened up, because sometimes we have blockages in our body. We need that circulation. It's so important to get a massage, because we need circulation. We sometimes have scar tissue from past injuries, from just working hard, the repetitive motions that we do, whatever type of work that it is that you do in your daily living. It's very important that we get that self-care, that self-love, that POC. Spa days are amazing. I must say that I'm an addict. I try to go at least 1 to 2 times a year to Burke Williams and have like a spa day. I just stay there all day, or sometimes a few hours, and just indulge in the amenities. And usually, In my job at Turinera Resort at our spa, we also are allowed to use the spa, you know, like on slow days. And, you know, we use the amenities if we have permission, if it's really dead. Or we do trays, too. It's very important. And for me, it's been a journey. It's been 20 years, Miss Linda, that I've been working on people, and I must say that I had to, like, go through classes and had to meet different therapists. They've all shared different information with me, different knowledge. I've received so many kinds of massages, too. Everybody has learned techniques from me, and I've learned techniques from them. We do exchanges, and it's such a blessing, Ms. Linda, to be in this career, to be honest with you, because it goes further deep than just a massage. Sometimes you release emotions, you release anger, frustration, anxiety, depression, sadness, fear. You release all kinds of emotions through a massage because we hold so much sometimes, and sometimes it's just stress, you know? Sometimes we can't
right.
sleep. There's so many benefits to massage. People don't have no idea, you know, how important it is to just go and get a massage and relax and take some deep breaths. The whole breathing thing is so important too, because when you get the massage, when you breathe in and you just release that, it's just you like let go of this load. And it gives you a reminder of, like, why haven't I taken care of myself? Why haven't I pampered myself? Like, and you start kind of like getting a little emotional with yourself. You're like, why have I been neglecting myself? Like, what am I doing? You know?
Yes.
It's a little wake-up call.
Well, I can remember years back. I've always been a massage addict. I've had different types, but I'm really nitty picky where I go. I just don't go get massages anywhere from anybody. But I had the honor and the pleasure of meeting you years back, and I remember my massage with you. You have magic fingers, plus your spirit. That all connects in there. You have to be able to connect in to be able to relax. I have many friends that are therapists, but I cannot have them massage me because I've known them so long. You have to find the right person. But when you touched my neck, I was out. I said, oh, yeah, this is the one here. This is the lady, because I remember when I first moved to California, I would get an empty bag, and I would go up to Beverly Hills, right? I enjoyed walking around, seeing them floating around like they were walking on glass. And I would go always and get a facial. I was a facial person. So I would go to the top places and have my little bag like I've been shopping, go have my facial, sleep 30 minutes after. And then I moved into basically getting massages. I said, well, you know, if this makes my face feel good and I feel good from this, let me see what happens to my entire body. So I have been getting massages different places, but I always liked male therapists. So I had the opportunity to go, and they had only had a female available. I said, okay. That little lady came in the room. She was very petite, right? I said, what in the world is she going to do? She was very petite. I said, I'm wasting my time and my money here, because I was used to that male therapist. When she finished with me, I felt like a 10-ton truck had run over my body. I had to sleep for an hour, and I think I gave her the largest tip that I ever gave. So I had to come out of that stigma of only male therapists, right, because she made a believer out of me. And I would continue to have, and then I had the honor of meeting you. And I will tell anyone, if you can get to her, get to her. But you say so booked that it's almost impossible. You are magic. I consider you the therapist with magic fingers. And when you say therapy, not a technician, that therapy takes it a little bit deeper. I love I love Reiki. I love the Reiki because I know that it moves the energy. Even though I like to feel that pressure of the hands, okay, hitting those points and stuff, but I'm a Reiki person also, and it's about time for me to go get one because I have some stored up energy that really needs to move on up and move on out. I'd like to ask you, when a person is, there's prep that you have to do before your massage. I don't go into facilities that don't require showers or things like that. I just won't go anywhere that you walk in from the street and get on the table. That just won't work with me. So I have to go to the top notch facilities, pay a little bit more money because I feel a little better. And the area that we live in, there's 252 facilities around here. And I go and I visit just so that I'll know the community. But if I walk in and that light is low and I cannot see, I tell them to bring up the light, okay? I want to see. It's nice to have that ambiance there, but I want to know, is the floor clean and did you change the sheet? That because I'm spoiled. I've been to the best and I'll continue to go to the best. So I'm saying persons out there, when you're going to seek out a facility that you want to have your services in, make sure that it's clean. Okay, now they're under law, they have to be, but if you can spend an extra $50-$75 more to make sure that the floor is clean, do that, because keep in mind it's self-care for yourself and it's healing for yourself and it's all about you. Well, I know Sayu, I said Sayu, but it's Sayuri. Sometimes I call you Lady S. I know you're in great demand out there and you're working with one of the top-notch resorts, so you know, you don't have to drop it to get out there. But once if they can get into you, I'm not going to do any advertising for the facility. You can speak of it, or you can give us information, or let them know if they want services and how to go about doing it. Can you share that with us at your facility?
Absolutely, Ms. Linda. So I work at the spa Terranea. I've been there for almost 13 years. And since COVID, we brought back some stuff back on the menu. We have, of course, the classic Swedish massage and therapeutic deep tissue. We also offer mommy-to-be prenatal. We are now offering 90 minutes. We do 60 minutes, 90 minutes. We also have the default scrubs that we are now mixing with 30-minute scrub and 30-minute massage, focusing mostly on whatever it is that you want us to focus, you know, whether lower back, upper back, just like a full, like, you know, from feet to all the way to your neck to the time, lower back, mid-back, or just neck and shoulders. We also have a sugar scrub. It's called the Honey Body Bliss, and that one, we mix it right then and there. Everything is fresh. It comes with honey sage made by our chef, our executive chef, and we also have organic virgin coconut oil. We first do the scrub, mix with organic virgin coconut oil, brown sugar, and after the scrub, we massage the body with organic virgin coconut oil, and that's an hour. You're welcome to book a 90-minute with that as well. And we also have another one called the Marine, the Revitalizing Marine Massage. That one is, comes with a dry brush, and it's given to you, focusing on the lymphatic system. We brush towards the heart. After that, we massage you with the algae gel-based, coming from the Comfort Zone products. And we wipe down the product with hot towels, and we moisturize at the end with an unscented lotion. Before I continue, want to mention that we have about 4.7 stars. We're getting closer to reaching the 5 stars, so we're like really right now working on that. And we have another one called the Volcanic Clay Wrap, and I can honestly say that that was one of the first treatments that I learned when I first got hired at Terranea. It's a very popular treatment. It's very detoxifying. It comes with a dead sea salt scrub. The dead sea salts are very special. They have minerals in them, calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and potassium. And you get to pick your own aromatherapy. We have different kinds of aromatherapy mixes. We also moisturize the body with a red algae lotion. It's very beneficial, very healing to the skin, for another treatment called the Ocean's Prelude. And that one's a two-hour service. That one's in front of our Ocean Suite, and it's very special. It's like our signature treatment because it represents the spa, and the spa's right in front of the ocean. It's very breathtaking. The cup that we have there, Miss Linda, it's oval and it's copper. And let me tell you that it holds the same temperature for 45 minutes. And it like it kind of like pulls away like all the kind of arthritic pain. The copper has many properties as well. And we throw in Gigartina in there while, you know, after the body wrap. Gigartina has vitamins. It has proteins in it. And we also throw dead sea salt in it and your choice of aromatherapy. And it also comes with dry brushing, Ms. Linda, and your choice of aromatherapy while we do the dry brushing, focusing the lymphatic points, opening everything up. And also at the end of the service, after the hot bath, we do a Lomi Lomi long stroke massage. And we use oil that's a good quality oil. It's called Laminaria, and it is actually full of protein as well. It's made with seaweed. Seaweed,
okay.
Let me tell you, Ms. Linda, seaweed and algae, it's something that some people may be allergic to seashells or seaweed, but mostly everybody isn't, and it's so good for you. It's good protein, and it has vitamins as well. And that oil is very hydrating, nourishing to the skin. Very detoxifying as well. What other treatment can I think about right now? We also offer hot stone massage if you like hot stones. It's very soothing if you're looking more for like to relieve spasms, you know, and to relieve any kind of pain, you know that one's very soothing, you know, if you want something more like different and relaxing. It's also very nice.
Oh, my goodness, over here. I'm over here now trying to grab my little spa shoes. I keep them hanging on the doorknob. But the one that you were speaking about with the copper cup, that's, what is the name of that? That's the Ocean what?
Ocean's Prelude.
Okay. And that is the one that, I'm sorry, go on.
2 hours. It's a two-hour treatment. And it comes with dry brushing, aromatherapy of your choice. And you get wrapped up in algae. While you're wrapped up in algae, you get a scalp massage. And the whole time you're listening to the waves just crashing. It's amazing because that treatment is performed right in front of the ocean.
Oh, my goodness.
And could you imagine, Ms. Lynn, sitting on that tub, watching the waves, and maybe a few dolphins pass by, or a family of dolphins, and a few whales.
I see the picture now. I see the tub now. So you've gotten me excited over here. And I don't know if persons have gotten that far, but that is the one that's on my brain. So if anyone wants to give me a gift or a thank you, I suggest that. Okay, because now once I get off, I will go and look at the menu of your services and dig in directly with that one, because everything, I know it's going to be top-notch, but the seaweed, the algae, the detoxifying. Now, when you say a dry scrub, that's a dry brush. Does that stimulate, is that circulation, or what is that? They all circulate. But is that extra circulation?
Absolutely. It's circulation. It's exfoliation at the same time. And it's also good for the muscles. It's also good to help the cellulite, you know? It's really good to get the blood flow going for sure.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
also good for varicose veins as well.
Okay. People that have varicose veins.
It's almost like having a lymphatic drainage massage, but you're using the brush.
Oh. Okay.
And I've also learned that there's been some clients that have told me their experience with dry brushing, that it when they've broken a bone and they dry brush that part of the bone, once and while it's healing, it heals it faster because they're creating circulation on top of the skin. Bone is healing, or the sprain.
I'm just breathless over here. I don't like to keep cutting you off, but I hope that the listeners are enjoying this because you're learning something. If you've never been told, now you've been told, okay? It's just not going into the facility, going into any facility. You have to pick that experienced therapist that knows what they're doing. And I know from my experience, you know, I'd like to have services in which I'm told what's happening, or and I know that that is the way you operate. You know, it's like relaxing, rejuvenating, healing, and getting an education also. But when I get off, I'm going to go to the website. I'm going to look at this again and pin it up and put it on my mirror. You know, I have to have those reminder affirmations, and I think that's going to be my next treatment, okay? Because it's something about that copper and that ocean, and maybe I'll probably be knocked out and can't see the dolphin family when they pass by, but I'll position myself just in case, okay? Because and you perform that. I know that each technician there, each therapist are skilled, but, you know, they can come and request you. Am I correct?
Absolutely, Ms. Linda.
Okay. So persons that want to experience the great experience, to go for that healing, that medicine, that relaxation, I'm familiar, but could you let them know again where you provide your services?
Absolutely. It's Terranea, Terranea, and it's located at 100 Terranea Way, and it's in Rancho Palos Verdes, and it's a hotel. They also have casitas and bungalows and villas in the property that usually people rent as well. We have also hotel suites, and you can go on the website, and it will tell you all the availability. The summer is our busiest season. We also have restaurants and the really, really delicious food. We have different restaurants. We have an oceanfront restaurant called Nelson's. We have another one that's pretty popular called Catalina Kitchen. We have another one that's pretty, it's pretty nice. It's very fancy. It's called, I can't remember right now. Sorry. Starts with an M. Marcel. It's called Marcel. And then we have another one called Bashi. There's another one called Bashi, and that one is Japanese, and it's delicious. I've already ate there as well. They have great sushi, great sake, great garlic noodles with shrimp or with whatever choice of meat you'd like. And we have another spa cafe there, too. It's called Sea Beans. They have ice cream there, fresh gelato. We have pastries there. We have a cafe as well that offers coffee, you know, oat milk, soy milk, or almond milk if you don't want to, you know, drink dairy. And they sell their stuff as well. And we have, of course, Marea. They have retail there of, like, clothing, jewelry. They have a great perfume. It's called Is, and it smells wonderful. I already purchased a roller, and it's just, I love the smell. It smells like flowers.
Wow. Well, let me ask you. So all the restaurants are there. We know about the resort on the hill, but say like if someone wanted to just come and do a complete spa day, and they wanted to have lunch in the area, is that set up there? They would have to go into the restaurants, or if you just wanted to spend a whole day.
You know what, Miss Linda? You just reminded me. We do have downstairs a restaurant called Sol Viva, and we do have a menu, you know, for our guests if they want to walk in there and get something to drink, get something to eat, some appetizers or something.
Mm-hmm.
there's also, you know, waiters and waitresses walking around. You could go by the spa pool. We have a spa pool. We have a fitness center, and we have bleachers around the spa pool and chairs where they could sit on and dine in as well. And we also have bleachers in front of the ocean if they want to sit in the front. We also have groups coming in, sometimes like bachelorette, you know, groups, you know, celebrating something, birthdays, all kinds of celebrations going on, anniversaries, engagements, anything, you know. We try to make the guest experience wonderful, incredible, like memorable, you know, just so that our guests could remember us and come back and refer us to their friends and family members or coworkers. People come from all over the world. We have different people, you know, companies doing conferences there as well, Ms. Linda.
Oh, my God. Well, I tell you, you know, I guess I'll have to come and prepare to stay a couple of days. Just one day is not going to do me any good if all that is going on around there. but it's good to know that if I want to just hang out in the spa area and just stay there, I could just spend an entire day there. You know, it's all about relaxation. It's all about self-care. It's all about keeping yourself balanced. And that's why we wanted to do this segment this evening on health and wellness, so persons would know that, you know, massages and services is medicine, okay? And by you speaking of the blood flow, by you speaking of the circulation, the detoxifying, all of those things we need. And these are things that we don't think about, you know, and we should think about. And when we talk about me time, take some me time. You might, you know, it's going to be a little costly, but you pay for what you get, okay? You're going to pay for that. And nothing is too expensive for you because you are the number one person. If you do not take care of yourself, you cannot help anyone else. So, Sayu, this is the best in the country. Listen to me out there. When her finger hits your neck, you're out. That means she knows what she's doing, okay? Sayu, I am so glad that you came on to share with us because we're about sharing and caring here. And in this segment, health and wellness, we switch it up all the time, even though we're old school. We play old school music because old school, our music has a message. But that old school music has a deep, deep message. And you have to sit back and really relax to listen to it. We switch it up every now and then. But this segment on health and wellness with the things that we're going through, other persons are going through. See, you could be moving smooth as the wind, but what about the person next to you? Because if they're going through something, you're going through it too, because we are all connected out here, okay, whether we want to realize it or know it or not. So your pain is my pain, okay? And even though I'm not actually walking in your shoe, I should be able to recognize and see when I have to put that good energy to you. So in order for me to send you good positive energy, I have to make sure that my energy bank is real stored up. And I think coming out there, having that massage in that copper tub and the bath and the seaweed and the algae and the wraps and the brush is something that will help me stay on track, don't you? I'm coming, okay? I might bring a few out there, you know, but it would be a fight because the persons that I know, we all know you. So it's going to be a fight because everybody wants a Sayu, okay? And your name is actually Sayuri. So when persons come out, do they ask for Sayuri or just Sayu? Because we know you as Sayu. Why would they book there?
Well, I am actually using my full name there, Sayuri, or Sayuri. Everybody says it differently. But some people, it's easier for them to say Sayu, and some of my old clients look for me there, and they know me as Sayu, and everybody now knows that even though my name is Sayuri or Sayuri, they know who Sayu is.
Okay. Okay, and I already know about your booking, because anybody that has ever had a service from by you, want, they will not have a service by anyone else. So I know your book's solid out there. You're tight. We will be talking about it. Sayu, I'm going to say we appreciate you giving us this health and wellness tip, sharing with us the goodness and the benefits of the massage, and let me tell them what to look for, because like I said, if I step off in a facility, I want to see what's going on. I'm a real spa, and in order to get the top notch of the best, because we deserve the top notch of the best, take down these notes and go out there and take a visit to Tenera out there with Sayu, and leave me a couple of hours, because when I go, I'm staying all day. Might stay all night and the next day too. I have to figure this out, but we appreciate you caring and sharing with us. Listeners, this is our health and wellness portion of Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. You know, we switch it up for you, and we want to make sure that you take care of yourself, so you're out there to take care of others. It's all about the love, the things that we need to do, and the things that we must have, and the vows that we must. Sayuri, please have a wonderful evening. And before I go, that bundle of joy, what is your beautiful daughter's name? Tell her I love her, and I'll be getting a hug shortly. What is her name? Share with us. Her name is beautiful.
Well, thank you. Her name is Eurissa.
Eurissa. And I saw the new, say it again,
so
please.
We call her Yuri, Miss Linda.
Okay. And I saw a picture of the new addition. Did you say six weeks old?
Yeah, my baby niece. Her name is Reverie.
Yeah. pronounce your name again, please.
Reverie. Yeah, she's a new addition.
Beautiful. Yes, beautiful. And I saw those beautiful star eyes, okay? Those eyes tell me a lot. I cannot wait to pinch her on her cheek. She's beautiful, and you're beautiful, and your family is beautiful, and our audience is sending their love. We love you, Sayuri. Thank you so much for giving us this health and wellness tip. And listeners, I hope you were writing that stuff down. Go to that website. And if you're going to have services, if you're going to go to spas, go to the top-notch spas out there. Get spa real quick. And you're not going to find the one Sayuri. If you can get to her, okay? She's the best. I call her Magic with the magical fingers and the beautiful spirit. Sayuri, have a wonderful evening. Thank you. I will be speaking to you later, okay? You're quite welcome. All righty, get you some rest. Listeners, this is our health and wellness.
Oh, yeah. My. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most.
Save his own.
You just thank the
get ready, stay ready. We want to be aware. We want to be kind. We want to take care of each other out there because it takes all of us to get this job done. Okay, remember, I am you and you are me. This is Think Thursday.
Take
want you to listen in tomorrow night on Find It On Friday. We will be checking in with the singing chef, Mario Tate, of the Tate Experience. That's for Find It Out on Friday tomorrow night. Again, we will be checking in with the singing chef, Mario Tate, from the Tate Experience. He will have some information, some update for you. And I might be able to talk him into giving us a song. I am not sure. I'm not going to promise it, but don't think that I'm not going to ask. I'm going to take us on out here with this music for this Think Thursday. You think about everything that you've heard. Think about everything that we share with you. But most so, think about you and your greatness. Step into your greatness. Stay there, but don't forget to take others with you. Have a wonderful evening. I'm going to take you on out. Just stay till the close.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long
We care, share, we love all through the land.